Well, it's been a very, very long race for you. You won the election back on November 5th, 2024 by 734 votes. Finally, after that long legal battle, the Board of Elections certified you after the direction of U.S. Court Judge. Now you have been sworn in for your full term. Is there any sense of relief that this portion of this battle is over?
Yeah, well, of course, I am grateful for all the folks who stood by me for the last 6 months as I fought in multiple courts sometimes at one time to make sure that the will of voters in November was vindicated. I'm grateful for that support and grateful to be able to do my full-time job with all my attention. But I do continue to have worries about what has happened in my race and what has happened in previous elections, and that we continue to keep having these near misses on constitutional crises where when people in power don't like who wins, we keep flirting with, well, maybe we won't acknowledge that election result. And I think that's very dangerous for democracy.
And you noted, I know in a speech you had this weekend, that it was a near miss, you said, of a constitutional crisis.
Right. We need three independent branches doing their job, providing checks and balances, bring reason across government. When you start inviting a judiciary into playing a political role and changing election outcomes, I think you're inviting the judiciary to do something beyond what it is intended to do. And look, my opponent challenged over 68,000 voters in this last election, and he couldn't point to a single one of them who was an ineligible voter. Two of them were my parents, who I promised you were eligible voters. Thousands were military members stationed overseas or away from home and their families who used the federal mechanism to vote. All of these voters followed all of the rules, and it is just a core federal constitutional principle. So when a voter follows all the rules, does everything asked of him and her, we count that person's vote. We don't spend 6 months trying to get a different election outcome.
Justice Riggs, I've asked you a philosophical question here. Should Supreme Court justices be elected or should they be appointed?
So in our North Carolina Constitution, we require the election of judges. So it's not a policy question, really. It's what we've decided to do in our Constitution. The Constitution would have to be amended for North Carolina judges to be appointed. It's a more recent development that our judges are elected in partisan judicial elections. So for a long time, 30 years, there weren't party labels at the end of a name. Now there are. And so seeing and having partisan judicial elections, you see a couple of things. You see more turnout down ballot because people are just using those partisan cues. And then you also see judicial elections looking and sounding like other elections. The bottom line, though, is these are decisions that are not my job to make. My job as a judge is to enforce and uphold the Constitution without fear or favor. The legislature gets to make policy decisions about our judiciary. And just because I might have done it a different way or think it's, maybe not the best way personally doesn't affect the fact that it's not up to me and this is how we do it.
Justice Riggs, on this program a few weeks ago, former state Supreme Court Republican Justice Bob Orr said that one of the differences that he has noted over the years with this increased politicalization of Supreme Court races is much less collegiality among members of the court than in the past. Have you noticed that?
Well, Justice Orr served a lot in different circumstances and a lot longer than I have. On the court right now, I would say there are folks there doing their jobs. And to me, I cannot let any frustration or personal issue affect my ability to serve the people of North Carolina. So I can control me, and I work very hard with my colleagues to make sure that I can do my job. But, you know, Justice Orr isn't wrong that as politics gets more brutal and hard fought, I think that has ripple effects for sure, and ones that North Carolinians and your listeners are right to be concerned about.
And Justice Riggs, one final question for you. The 8-year terms for Supreme Court justices, does that help in any way to make it a little less political in that you're not having to immediately worry about reelection?
I guess I'll tell you when I'm closer to the end of it. Yeah, I mean, I think 8-year terms are just about ensuring a little bit more continuity on the bench. But I look forward to serving North Carolinians without any partisanship coming into my day-to-day work. And we will continue to have North Carolina judicial elections on your ballot in 2026 and 2028. And North Carolinians deserve judges who will put the Constitution and our country over party and personal political ambitions. So we have work to do, and folks need to vote all the way down the ballot. It's critically important.
Justice Riggs, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you for having me, Tony.